16, the first thing we must do is look at the overview and scrutiny recommendation to us here this evening. And can I say, Councillor Henry, what's more, it all seems to happen to you. I'm so sorry that we have kept you super long. But if you would like to make overview and scrutiny's presentation to us at 6A, we would be very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Don't worry, it keeps my ego in check. I'm going to take these recommendations on our agenda item 6A in the opposite order, if that's okay, because I think they make more sense. So number three is the cabinet, and I think in some respects it's been borne out a little with the conversation that's happened so far. Overview and scrutiny would like cabinet be requested to seriously consider and review the latest business case and the financial information before deciding whether to proceed with this project. Particularly, they wanted to point out that the cost of officer time spent on this project, both to date and moving forward, be included in that business case. And if that all stacks up and cabinet members believe that the business case stands well, then overview and scrutiny are happy to support this project.
Okay, thank you very much. Right, in that case, if we look at item 16, which is Councillor Hone and myself, while I'm nursing the waste and environment portfolio, could I just ask on the overview and scrutiny recommendations to number two, could I ask Mrs. Attlee how this would have to be estimates, I presume, that the cost of officer time, so we couldn't obviously know the absolute until the project comes to fruition.
Yeah. We don't use a time recording system, we use an estimate system,
right.
So officers estimate how much time they're spending on each of the projects.
But we would be collecting that,
yes,
data as an estimate.
Yep.
Right, okay. Councillor Hone, I have no problems with overview and scrutiny's recommendations 1, 2 and 3.
No, I just think that in item number 3, I like to think we do that diligence anyway.
Yes.
But thank you for prompting us, encouraging us to do it, Chairman of Overview and Scrutiny. But I think as you could hear, that's not unusual for the level of questioning you get from members of cabinet. And you'll probably see it similar to what you get in Overview and Scrutiny, that level of discussion. So, no, we accept those sorts of things. I'm not terribly sure about the amount of time we spent on it so far. Why that becomes a business case? I think what the number we should be looking at here is how much officer time will be required when the project is up and running. In other words, what's the commitment of officer? Do we need a person sitting there to help run this particular facility, or is it just that officer's right leg, or he's 10% of his time? I think that's the question there, and that of course is included in the process. I don't see why we go back and say how much we spent so far. I don't put the project together. I can't see how that impacts on the business case.
Okay. In that case, then, if we go to the... Sorry, yes, go on, Councillor Cameron.
Can I just pick up that point? And whilst I totally understand where overview and scrutiny are coming from on this subject, I think we have to bear in mind that this project has been through several iterations. Right. And the current business case, which is the one we're talking about tonight, is basically to say to somebody, come in and run this for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be entirely inappropriate to include all the costs of the previous projects which have gone before this. And I think if we're going to improve this, I don't have a great problem. Can we just be clear what it is we're measuring?
Yes.
Because otherwise, every time we talk about Churchgate, we're going to have £1 million plus before we even start.
Yes. I think you've got the view of the members,
yes.
Mrs. Attlee.
No, you're right.
In that case, then, let's go to the body of the report. Obviously, most of what's in part one will have been covered in some way or other in part two. If you would like me to go through it, members, paragraph by paragraph, I will. But looking at the hour, and we've still got the urgency item to come, members, do you have any questions on part one, please?
No, I just support Councillor Levitt's view,
yes,
that we've got 50,000 in, because that will allow for a judicial review cost if we have to, without need
as amended
to come back.
Right, we've asked some questions, haven't we?
One little point on 2.3, report back to Cabinet provided approval in due course. We've, in the past on this project, tried to put dates on there to progress it along. I know it's going to be difficult because of the thing, but put something in there, but, or at least following the planning application, the hearing of the planning application, because that's quite a crucial stage.
Yeah.
You know, pending that report back after the outcome of the
application. Yeah, quite happy to make that amendment. I'm happy with that, officers. Right, in that case, then we've got two amendments to make. If we look at the recommendations at 2.1, that is that officers be authorised to progress and submit an outline planning application for the development of a crematorium at Wilbury Hills, such authorisation to include taking all steps required for a successful grant of permission. That the project is allocated a budget of up to 50,000. Yes? And we'd like the phrase up to.
Yeah.
To cover external consultants and other costs associated with planning application. And I would reiterate the finance portfolio holders, you'll be disappointed if we get anywhere near that. And the last one that we add, Councillor Levitt's suggestion in the final line, that subject to Cabinet providing final approval after the outline planning permission has been granted.
Yeah.
Chair, if I might, I'm not sure that amendment achieves what it's intended to achieve,
right.
Because what that would then read as
that
is we only come back on the negotiations after the planning.
Right.
So perhaps adding wording in
whichever comes first.
So yeah. After the in due course, yeah, and to report back to Cabinet on grant of outline planning. Well, no later than the grant of the outline planning application.
Are you all happy with those?
Yeah.
Mr. Ian, thank you. In that case, then, all those in favour, please show. That's carried. Thank you. We now need to go back to the resolution at agenda item 17 and move into the urgency item. Once we have passed the resolution at item 17, I will be passing an adjournment for 10 minutes. For the papers to be read. All those in favour of the resolution? Thank you very much. And now we will adjourn for 10 minutes to allow you to read the papers.